Good morning. This is Her Lesbian Lifestyle, and I'm your co-host, Rhonda Jacina, and this is part two of how my family and kids responded when I came out the closet. So I think I left off on my kid's father, so to make a long story short, he's acceptance of my lifestyle. He's for it. He respects it. And that's all I'm asking for. Because when he brings his, you know, if he has a woman girlfriend and he feels like it's strong enough and the relationship is strong enough to meet the kids, then, you know, me and my wife will sit down with her, talk to her, and see if she can fit into what we've built. And that's respect for each other. We take our kids very serious. We do this because our kids. It's not about him. It's not about my wife. It's not about me. It is about raising our kids in a healthy environment, in a healthy relationship. I have a relationship with him and I have a marriage with her. It's not a relationship like, oh, you're in a relationship with a man. No. I have to have a relationship with my kid's father. We have to communicate. Therefore, you have to have a relationship with that person to communicate. So if anybody does not have a relationship with their kid's father and you're trying to get to that point of having a mature relationship, when you reach that, when you don't care what he's doing and he does not care what you're doing and it is none of his business and the only thing that he should be calling you about is your kids, then you've reached a mature level in your life. Because all that back and forth, arguing and fighting, obviously you need to reevaluate your circle and make sure you and him does not have feelings for each other, because you shouldn't be arguing with him, period, nor wanting to or responding to stupid ass texts because you're in a whole nother relationship. If you are doing that, you need to reevaluate your whole life and see if that's what you really want, whether you're with another man or whether you're with another woman. If he is causing you or she is causing you that much heartache or irritation in your life, nobody should irritate you ever in life without it being worked out and without it being an understanding. So you have to understand that and then move on. The kids are the most important, and that's it, and that's all. It's not about what y'all had, what y'all was dealing with. Scratch all that out when it becomes you and him, or her and him. It becomes about the kids. That's all. Stay tunnel vision about your kids. All you want is to be better for your kids and make them happy and allow them to see that it is successful black relationships with a man and a man, a woman with a woman, or a woman with a man. It can happen long as you communicate and understand and respect each other's and have boundaries set. And that's all to it. It sounds so easy, but at times it can be so hard to do, but just stick with it and it will pay off definitely. So moving on to how my ex-in-laws responded, they were very happy. Like, they've always liked me. I've always came in being respectful to them. I don't come off being like ratchet, disrespectful to anybody in my family. My ex-in-laws, they're always going to be my in-laws. You know, especially my mother-in-law. My ex-mother-in-law, she will always be a mother to me. I love that woman. She's helped me through depression. She's helped me through just feeling down on myself after I had the kids. I guess post-traumatic stress having the kids and trying to deal with my life and be a wife. And at that time, I was just really young and just didn't know. My kid's father was my first. So I tried to do everything right. And in deep down in my heart, I felt like I was doing everything wrong because I'm not happy. So she helped me get into counseling. She made me feel like it's okay to go to counseling. It's not normal to be depressed. Go get you some help. So I went to go get some help. I went to a therapist. I told the therapist my truth and excuse me, the lifestyle that I had for myself, and my happiness was more important. So I just had to get ready to argue with my kid's father. And that's what I wanted to avoid. But the type of person that he is, I have to stand my ground with him. And that's what I had to do. And it worked out perfect because we're here today, 2021, and we're cool. Like, he'll call me up, we'll chat on the phone, clown around with each other. But he just does not, you know, cross those boundaries. He'll tell me about his little dates he had, his little girlfriends, and he's older than me. So I think he's like 10 years older than me. So he's a lot older than me. But we still hang out. If he needed me to, you know, help him or anything, his kids and I will always be there for him. And my wife will be there for him because we are a family. And family has to stick together. So he'll come over, watch our grandson with us. We'll play with our grandson. And we'll chill and just live our best life. There's no time for arguing and being unhappy. If you're unhappy, remove yourself out that situation. So that is part two of how my family responded. And you may like be thinking, hey, wait a minute, what about your friends? I don't have friends that I care a lot about. I've had some friends that I used to call friends, sisters, and cousins, and I don't have that. You grow out of that. And so the friends that I did have that is no longer in my life, we just kind of moved on because they have family. I had a family. And I'm not a friend type. Oh, that's my BFF type of person. So it kind of worked out for the best. You know, if they were still around, they were truly my friends. If they, you know, I kind of noticed when I was on Instagram or Facebook or a platform and I took a picture by myself, they would like that. But if I took a picture with me and my wife, you would have a problem with that. It's not a problem if you're not liking it, but if you're liking every other picture by myself, me and my kids, but then when I post a picture of me and my wife, you don't like it, that's a problem for me. I'm not saying you have to acknowledge her, but be respectful because you told me without telling me that you don't like it. So since you don't like it, then I don't need to fuck with you. Because she gonna be around. And you drop in just every now and then. You become a Facebook, Instagram friend. And I'm half of the year I'm off of Facebook and Instagram because I'm fasting. So I'm not even on there like that. So when I do get on there, you know, it just shows me and it reminds me that she's really not a true friend to you. She's really not for you. So why indulge in somebody that's really not for you? So I'm always respectful. If she or my homeboys talk to me, I will talk back. But as far as me trying to link up with you, hook up with you and hang out with you, me and my wife, and go to dinner or brunch or lunch, it's like that will never happen. Not with that one, because I know that person is really not for me. And it's okay, because people grow up and they grow out and they grow away. And I'm gonna know if you're not for me, and I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with you not being for me. It's totally fine. I promise. I lose no sleep over another woman not liking my lifestyle. And you're in the same position that you was in, single, looking for love. And that's no shade to anybody.
Your story is your story. My story is my story. And I'm the author of my book. You're the author of your book. And you ain't a part of this book because you ain't a part of me and you're not really for me. So why would I hang around people for you? And, you know, I want to stress that just because I'm a lesbian, I have friends that's single that deals with men, and that's more for me. Like me and my wife, we share the same friends, we share the same company, and some of them have husbands, and we go out and hang out and kick it, and it's smooth sailing. Some of my friends are lesbians. I don't really hang with them because me and my wife, we kind of limit our time and our space who we hang around. It's like if we have some free time with three kids and a grandson, I don't care if they're grown or not, those are still my kids and our kids, and we still have to put them first. So the time that we do have, the alone time I should say, on like an off day, and it's not very often because it's always something to do, I still make time for my kids. So it's not like every day we're going out. No, our life is not like that. Our life is like, okay, dentist appointments, babysitting the grandson, making sure my daughter gets out with her fiance, and them just having that time to themselves, or me having to take my older son to the dentist or a doctor's appointment, or, you know, now COVID-19 is hitting, so phone appointments, school, making sure they're on their computer for school, making sure the computer is charged. It's like, I'm a busy person. I have a busy life. Like me having to be to work at 6:15 to get off at 1. I chose that schedule because I have to deal with my kids. So sometimes you got to sacrifice. You know, my wife works overnight at the hospital, so I'll see her when I get off at like 2:00. And then we'll start our day and we'll hang out for a couple of hours until the kids come. And then it's homework time, it's been grandson time, and then we're doing it all over again. So that's a little bit about that. Other than that, I am blessed and highly favored. And it's really no more my dad's family. I don't talk to them. I may like run across them on Facebook and it's like, hey, how you doing? I'm sure by now they know. If they don't, they've been living under a rock, because this is 5 years strong and a lifetime to go. Her mother is an older woman, my wife's mother. She's an older woman, and I feel like she just has to get used to it. She's not for it. But I think at the end of the day, she knows that we love each other. So it's like, okay, I can't break them. She's tried to break us up. She's tried to do everything that you can name. Like, everything. We just overlook it because our love pans out. And it triples how another person can feel. We don't care. So it's like, okay, I can't break them up. And her mother has tried. And it's kind of hard that I have one mother that is acceptance of our relationship and one mother-in-law that's not acceptance, but she deals with it and she respects it. But we know that deep down in her heart, she's not respectful of our relationship. She respects it, but she says little things that over time I grew out of, to not let bother me. And it wasn't even towards me, it was more or less towards my wife. But if you're throwing a stone at her, then you're throwing a stone at us. And so therefore I'm not going to sit back and keep being quiet. I'm going to approach you in a respectful way and let you know, hey, sis in law, mother in law, I'm not going anywhere. And don't talk to her like that, because that's not cool. Because, you know, that's hurtful. People live their life. They chose free will. We can live our life, and the only person that we have to answer to again is God. I don't have to answer to nobody. It's like, why are you like that? Why are you ugly? Shit. It's like sometimes people will have the nerve to be like, why are you like that? Why are you so fucking ugly? I don't know. You would have to answer to God for that one. Just like I'm have to answer to him. But me and him had that talk. Did you look at yourself in the mirror? And see, that's my pettiness. See, that's what I don't want to bring out. But sometimes you got to bring that shit out on people that play games. And I'm not the one that bring it out. But I will, honey. Miss Petty will come the fuck out. And I try not to go there with people. But if you pushing me, you will get that petty, hateful side of me that I don't like to bring out at all. But when you messing with my family, you gonna get it. Like, you're gonna get it times 10. So that's a part of me and my wife's marriage life. That's why I say everything is not peaches and cream. I don't have a life like that. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I do. I don't. I go through shit. We go through shit. Our marriage had bumps, and it wasn't bumps like, we need to break up because you're cheating and this and that. Our relationship, it was none of that. I've never had that. When we met, it was just like, that's a whole nother podcast. But in a nutshell, I've never had to deal with cheating from her. She's never had to deal with cheating from me. We are a force within, and we are a powerful lesbian couple, African American, and I'm happy to say that. One thing we do is get up and hustle and take care of our business, take care of our families, and take care of our babies together. But do we have bumps in the roads? Yes, when we don't communicate with each other. We have bumps in the roads when we're just not communicating. That's where we go wrong at. So I try to set time aside to always communicate with her, because when she's better, I'm better. When I'm better, she's more better. And that's how I feed off her energy. So that's how it's been. That's how it's always going to be. Now our relationship within the last 3 months has gotten so much stronger. And I'm not going to say, I fell in love with my wife again. I've always been in love with you. But our relationship has gotten stronger because we've got more mature. So we can sit down and pray together and read the Bibles together and study together and think about our dreams together. And if I say, hey, I want to build a whole nother island, she would be like, okay, let's do it. It's no like, no, I don't think we could do that. It's always been when I come with an idea, she pushes me to the limit until I say, okay, no, I can't do that. That's not where God wants me to be right now. Then she'll back up. But if I said, I want to start a hair business, we're going to get everything we need to start that hair business. That's why I love her so much, because she will push me when I want to give up. But you said you wanted to do it. Well, I did, but I don't know more. It's like, no, do it. Do that shit. When I say I have a cheerleader 24/7, she is my cheerleader. She is my wife, my friend, my partner, my business partner. She will push me until I say, okay, God said that. I can't move that way. I got to do this. And that's when she'll slack up like, okay. But that's how we started our lash business. It was like, hey, let's start a lash business. Okay. And I'm the one that like, okay, let's do this. Let's do that. And she's like, oh, okay. I think my creativity is more in my favor in the back end of ordering the stuff, far as the money wise and the accounting. That's her thing. My thing is like, okay, presentation has to be pretty and it has to be like this. She's not into lashes. I'm into lashes. So, hey, you would do better picking them out, because I'm not going to pick out no lashes. She doesn't really care about stuff like that, you know? And again, other than that, she's, again, my business partner. She's my wife. She's my best friend. She's my pillow to cry on. And she's everything that I've ever wanted, but she's just a woman. And so that's my little download for today of living my lesbian life. And I was passing condoms out or dropping some care packages off at the free clinic for the drop-in center for the women. I always try to give back. And this man told me that they were just having a conversation that more relationships, successful relationships, is with older women. They outrate the man and the woman. And I'm like, wow, that's different. That was very different. But when you put two women in a room, they will make some shit happen. I'm sorry. And that's what me and my wife is doing. So when he said that, it was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, you have two women married together doing their damn thing. It's like you cannot, can't lose with that. If the person is a hustler and she wants what you want, go for that shit. It's like, go for it. Live your best life and do what you have to do at this point. So I have to get to work. And I wish you guys a happy Saturday, okay? It's not my Saturday. My Friday is on Monday. So you guys have a good rest of the day. And I will tap in with another episode later on today. Bye.